Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show with President Trump. Mr. President, you got a debate coming up. Can I ask you a personal favor, please? I am really tired. I'm in Florida, and Biden is running an ad that's a lie. It's an easily disproven lie that he is not going to hike taxes if you make less than $400,000 a year. That's false.
It's a lie.
The Trump tax cuts, your tax cuts, cut taxes for the middle class. Anyone can look it up online. It's not a mystery. Biden is on tape repeatedly, multiple times, saying he's going to take away those tax cuts for the middle class. He is lying. The ad is false. In this debate, can you please put this guy, get him on the carpet and get an answer? He's lying.
No, he lies. The worst lie was about the soldiers, that I stood over a grave and called them suckers and losers in front of a hole. That was the worst thing I have never had. That's called disinformation. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
They make up a lie, like about taxes. They make up a lie about Social Security. I'm the one protecting Social Security. He's going to destroy it because of what he's doing. Because of what he's doing, if you look at what they'll destroy this country. This country, they're going to raise taxes massively. $4 trillion, he admits to $4 trillion. When you admit to $4 trillion, that means it's going up more. You know, you're not admitting on the high side. So he admits to $4 trillion. This country is going to have a great year next year if I'm elected. Stocks are going up. The biggest headwind on stocks, you know, the stocks are just about at a record. The biggest headwind is the possibility he could get elected. You will have a crash. You will have a depression like you've never seen before in this country. And I'm good at that stuff. Predicting.
I cover on my Friday show, Mr. President, the numbers for your administration, the economic numbers before the plague hit, that median income household wealth grew 50% the year before the plague. Under your administration, which is more than
the best numbers in history,
more than the entire 8 years under Obama. So they can, Mr. President, I know you've got to run. Last question for you. Former Vice President Biden's not only lied about middle class tax hikes and fracking on the record. We can watch the videos ourselves, but he's also lying about his prior statements to redirect funding away from the police, where he responded absolutely if he would do that. Now we have the news that Kamala Harris promoted this Minnesota Freedom Fund that bailed out a sex offender who attacked a young girl. Your thoughts on that?
We have a chance to win Minnesota, not traditionally Republican, but because of what I did in Minneapolis. You know, we sent in the guard and we stopped it. That was crazy what was going. They were going to rip. That city wasn't going to exist. And we said, and just before we get off, by the way, it's all everyone blue states problems. They have tremendous crime. You take a look. It's not red states. We don't have red states. The red states are doing great, meaning Republicans are doing great. The Democrats have allowed Chicago, New York. Look at New York, our beautiful New York that you love, that I love.
Yeah.
Crime up 300% in some cases, 158%. Chicago, 57 people shot last weekend with 8 dying. And you're talking about Chicago, run by a Democrat mayor, radical left, has no clue. And we could stop that. But they don't want to help. I mean, the greatest would be Portland. I could stop that in a half hour. That's easy. They're anarchists. They're together. They're spoiled kids for the most part. They live in the basement of their mother's home and father.
So true.
And some of them are rich, but they have a lot of padding because they want to look like your muscles, but they don't have your muscles. You know, they put padding in their sleeves. They come in with the black jackets.
Like linebackers, right.
And
they
start swinging sticks at people, bad sticks, but they start swinging bats and sticks and... And then you have Christopher saying it's an ideology. No,
I can't believe that. This is the FBI director. Yeah. I can't believe he said that.
It's a very sad thing. It's very sad. It's an incorrect statement. Sometimes they have to correct people, but it's an incorrect statement. No, these are thugs, anarchists. They're agitators. They're bad people. They'd like to see an overthrow. That's not going to happen. No, the country has great spirit. You know what was happening? It was coming together. We had the best numbers in the history of our country, and it was actually starting to unify, and then we got hit with the China plague. But we had the best numbers in the history of our country, and it was coming together. People say, when can you unify? Success will unify. Next year, we're going to have a better year than we had last year. You watch. And, you know, you see it happening already. It's a super V. And we have. But, you know, the Democrats are in our way. They have Pennsylvania's closed down. North Carolina's closed down. Michigan's closed down. These states are closed down. It's a horrible thing what they're doing. They shouldn't be doing it. But that's the story. But you are, I am so proud of you. I knew you when you not quite as successful. I think we can say that.
That's right. Back in the day. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm proud of the job you did. You've been incredible. From day one, you get it. And I think big things are happening on the front that you're most interested in.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. And Mr. President, I just want to exit by thanking you on behalf of me and my audience for supporting alternative media. You're one of the few presidents who's seen outside of the box, that it's not about ABC, NBC, and CBS all the time. There are digital shows and your use of social media. It's really appreciated that you recognize that and support the little guys out there getting the message out. Maybe not so little anymore, but we were when you first came on. So I really appreciate
it. It's become powerful because the mainstream or lamestream media, as I say, is crooked, 100%. So this is the way we can get our voice out. I have hundreds of millions of followers, and, you know, it's more than they have, a lot more than they have, and you're doing so great, and you're important source of information, Dan. Your show's a very important show, so I congratulate you.
Thank you, sir. It's been an honor to have you, President Donald J. Trump. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, my friend. Take care of yourself, Dan. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. I hope you enjoyed that interview, ladies and gentlemen. The answers kind of put me at ease a little bit. I'm very concerned about what's going on, especially with the Mueller probe. When President Trump hit on the Mueller probe and what happened with the Mueller probe, the fact that they get to delete their phones and get away with it. Meanwhile, President Trump would be in handcuffs if they did that. It's embarrassing. Also, his answer about social media. Listen, you have to fight back. These social media companies have been taking advantage for a long time. All right, folks, I appreciate all your support. I've got some upcoming news I'm going to tease this week about Parler, which is a company I'm part owner of. It is an alternative to Twitter, the tech tyrants at Twitter. Twitter and Facebook are basically threatening the public with the censorship in the election. They're not going to allow anyone to predict winners or anything like that, which is insanity. This is like the Soviet Union all over again. We will be announcing something at Parler this week. If you want to get ahead of it a little bit, you can read this article in the show notes and at Bongino.com, the Parler Pledge, written by my good friend, a co-owner of the company, Jeffrey Wernick, a brilliant guy. We're pledging you censorship-free coverage, you know, like free societies do at Parler. You want to predict the outcome of the election? Either side. You're a Biden camp member? You want to predict the outcome for your guy? Go right ahead. We're not going to ban you. We're not going to censor you. You think President Trump won? You speak freely on Parler. I also appreciate deeply your support of Rumble, which is another company I'm involved with. Rumble.com/Bongino. My videos will be airing in an exclusive time window. Half an hour time window on Rumble first from now on. It is free. It's better than YouTube. That's why I'm there. Rumble.com/Bongino. We will not be deleting our YouTube account. The fight's everywhere. But we will be airing first on Rumble. So if you'd like to watch my videos, please go to Rumble.com/Bongino. Subscribe. It is free. Those videos will be there. They'll be crisp and clean, and they look absolutely terrific. Please, Rumble.com/Bongino from now on. Let's not support these tech tyrants that are trying to tear us down. I really appreciate your support, folks. Thanks for everything. I will see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.